using in Glenmont's fashion?
We'll rip him at all the different spots. Obviously, he's got good speed. This is the first time we'll be able to get our hands on him. So I think he'll be very willing. But he's got a good height, weight, speed, you know, a little bit faster than your normal tight end, linebacker type. So I think he'll be a positive addition to us.
What can you tell us about the only kicker you have on your roster, Rosas?
He is got nice size. He's got a nice strong leg, and he's been highly accurate since he's been here. He's very coachable, so he's been very good to work with. I mean, we've only had a couple weeks where we've been able to get him out here to work his snap and hold.
Were you surprised that kicker was not addressed in the draft?
Not necessarily. I mean, we had a couple guys that we thought were good enough to kick in this league, and you know, a couple of those guys got drafted, but you know, you don't want to reach for a guy just to have another kicker on your roster.
Obviously, Engram's not a typical tight end. I mean, do you see him as in return roles, or is he more like a gunner and a that kind?
Probably wouldn't be a gunner. Probably be an interior type player.
Uh-huh.
You know, a speed player. So we'll see where he fits. You know, once we can get our hands on him. And again, all these guys coming in, we don't expect them to have played that much special teams. You know, it all varies on their college coaches' uh-huh. decisions. So we take it as a blank slate and we build it from there.
But you don't foresee him with the ball in his hands, I guess.
Not at this point, no.
Coach, what do you think about the Canadian punter, Felix Menabrière?
It'll be interesting to work with him, seeing just a little bit of tape on him. But it'll be nice to work with him, you know, work both as a punter and a kicker, because up in the CFL they do both. And I guess he was drafted by Ottawa? Yeah.
Do you like his physical abilities?
Yeah. You know, it'll be interesting to get him on the field with the snap and with some people around him to evaluate from there.
Do you have to bring a second kicker in to compete with a guy who really doesn't have much experience?
I think that's a choice that's made up above my head. I don't know if you necessarily have to. You know, the problem nowadays is there's a lot less kicks than there used to be, with no more two-a-days and limited practice. And so you want to give the guys every opportunity they can. And if you start bringing two, three kickers, and that really waters it down.
Does it matter to you if it's a veteran or a young guy?
No. I mean, it's very simple. You got to be accurate. Done a good job around here, and so we got to continue that trend. And so, you know, we feel like a good snap, a good holder, and we got to find a kicker. But we like working with Aldrich so far.
How will you know if like Aldrich is ready? Obviously, you can't put him in situations that he's going to be put in.
Well, we'll try and simulate him, and then you got the preseason to go with that. But we've had a couple of nice young kickers in here with Boswell and Brandon Manis, and they've gone on to do well. And you know, it's not always perfect with young guys; sometimes they have a little bit of hiccups. So. See where we go.
Does that take on added importance? I mean, this is a team that was in the playoffs last year and they expect them to contend again. That you have that situated?
I think it's always important that when you send the kicker out there, you get points. That's when you send them out there, you're expecting to make it. You're not hoping it's within the range and you're going to make it. So, you know, whoever lines up there will be accurate and be the guy that we trust.
Coach, when you look at a guy like Wayne Gallman, fourth round selection, do you see him as a guy who can contribute in the kick return or punt return game?
Possibly. I know he hasn't done that much of that. Could be like Paul Perkins was. I thought Paul Perkins did an excellent job. He came in here with, you know, very little special teams experience, and by the time, you know, midway through the season, he was probably one of our best coverage guys. So, you know, running backs have a good skill set for special teams. You know, they got the speed, they got the size. So we like using running backs on special teams.
Last year was kind of an up and down year in the return game. You, Dwayne, as your primary returner.
Yeah, I mean, we've always needed two or three guys since I've been here to be able to handle the role. So, you got Dwayne, you got Odell. You know, the kickoff returns, he was fine. The punt returns, we took a step back, which we don't like. So, we've talked to him about it and addressed things that we want to improve upon.
How much of his step back was a result of his injuries and maybe thinking that he was maybe faster than maybe his physical state allowed him to be?
I don't know if it's that so much. I think it just when you get beaten down like he does, because he plays some tough positions and he throws his bodies around and he's relentless. And every time you return it, you're going to take hits. Every time he's very productive as a tackler. So I think that wore on him. He got hurt early and never really rebounded from it. So it was a tough year, but he had a heck of a year as a coverage now. You know, I think the first year we saw what we wanted return wise. Second, we saw coverage. So hopefully this year we can throw it all together.